Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from Battle Scene America. Battlescene.net presents Battle Scene Rap Radio. Starring your hosts, Oplex and Tech Master Stro. The pen has always been mightier than the sword. The heart of battle rap is now here.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We are back in the building. It's the Battle Scene Ahab Wrap-Up. You know what? We took a break. We've still been out here doing our thing, talking to you guys about how the heart beats when that battle sets off. So, this is very random. Very random, so let's give the fans the juice. Very random. But you say, hey, you know what? Flex, let's bring it back. Talk to me, Stro.
Hey, you know what? You know, I just felt like the culture was missing that technical, that unbiased, that fair, that balanced view of battle rap. You know, we keep it professional, we keep it elegant, and we keep it tight. And you know what I'm saying? So I felt like the fans, the MCs, the league owners, they all deserve what we have to bring to the culture. And, you know, I felt like it was our responsibility and to bring it back. So that's what we doing. We here, we back, first episode in a couple of months. Yeah, we did a couple of convos on Talk Shoe, but, you know, we needed a little bit more to the show, so we are
Shouts out to the battle rap expert that is Tech Master Stro. Let's get right into the formalities. We'll keep it quick. Obviously, the brand expanded. Battlescene.net, your number one authority for quality battle rap reviews and commentary. That is quick. Now, on Twitter, that's at Battlescene. Facebook, just search Battlescene. Actually, Stro, we need a round of applause for if you just Google Battlescene, one word. Remember that. Those were those rough days when we first started off, Stro. Stro, you say you were tired of having to fish through YouTube to find a quality battle. Stro, did you realize that you were taking the labor off the fans and putting it on us? Because guess what? We're still fishing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize it at the time. But, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a good weight. It's not monkey on the back. It's more of a drive that it gives me, you know what I'm saying? And yes, we are still posting battles. We are still relevant. We're still up to date. And we out here.
Period. All right, so let's get into battle rap. We don't have any future guests, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to sit back and watch us kick us. Maybe we'll get some callers. If we get a call, we'll put them right on the show and see what they're talking about. Battle Rap is very interesting because, Stro, URL is quiet. A-At is quiet. Spit That Heat on fire. I mean, KOTD, we're waiting on those battles. We're waiting on the blackout battles, right? We did get the Lana Zay versus Rum Nitty, a battle that is a bar fest. I was talking to Sniper earlier this week, and he talked about that. Said, did you see it? I said, I saw it. But my problem with that battle, Stro, and we've seen it plenty of times in various leagues, it's like, why does Lana Zay sound like he's on a Blue Baby microphone? You know, that classic $2,000 microphone in the home studio. And then Rum Nitty sounds like he's spitting on a clip-on. That's what happened with that battle. You can still hear Rum, but in comparison to Lotta Zay, not nearly as quality. And that might be the reason it doesn't make the site, because as I listen to it, if you ever had to strain your ears, if you haven't done it, watch this battle. And you'll strain your ears to hear what Rum Nitty's saying. So talk to me about how some of the best battles, and some really good battles, I should say, have been ruined because of technical difficulties.
Well, I mean, it's prominent in the culture, not as prominent as it once was. You know, KOTD certainly did have some events that were just, like, horrible. And the unfortunate thing for them is that when they would do it, it would be like a major battle, and you
right.
hear nothing. For the Lotta Zay Rum Nitty, I think it more has a lot to do with the tenor of Rum Nitty's voice. I personally didn't have that much of a problem hearing Rum Nitty, but I've gotten in the habit of listening to my battles with the headphones, so I get a lot more clarity when I'm listening to battles. You know, I don't want to depend on a laptop speaker or a TV speaker for my battle rap experience, because I'm trying to catch bars. I'm trying to decipher who's better. And in this battle, I feel like even though we get possibly one of the best Rum Nitties we've seen, he was still just a bit outmatched by Lotta Zay. Lotta Zay was just way sharper. And Rum Nitty even mentioned it in the battle. He said, you know, people said I wasn't going to win this battle because you're too technical. I don't think it was a 3-0. I think it was a 2-1 with a possible 3-0 debatable. I feel like Rum Nitty could have taken the first round. I mean, I've listened to the battle, but I would really have to really break down the first round once again to really get a good feel on whether or not I think he took the first.
I mean, the thing is, first off, I think when you deal with Lotta Zay, you're dealing with probably, easily, arguably, the most underrated battle rapper in the game. Should he be an informed fans top 10? When I say informed, I mean fans that really know bars and know what it takes to come out every time and put your brand out there and win, which a lot of they does. I mean, he should be. But for whatever reason, stroke, he doesn't get that kind of credit.
Undoubtedly, he should be in the informed fans top 10. He is undoubtedly probably one of the top 5 writers in the game, hands down, easily. I will argue that all day, every day. All day long. Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
No doubt. But here's my thing, though. You talked about Rum Nitty. And Rum Nitty, I was watching that battle. And I want the battle rap fans to peek this. It's something about Rum Nitty. He continues to get booked, but he's not top tier. Watch that, bro. He's battled top-tier guys, and I don't think he's not in question to be a top-tier guy. Guess who Rum Nitty is? Rum Nitty is so good, but just good enough to hang out with some of the best in the game and give them a good battle. But after that battle's over, fans don't go away saying Rum Nitty is the ish. Am I right, bro?
I think you're right, and I'm not really sure what that's about. I mean, he's in close contact with one of the other best writers in the game, that being KG the Poet. He's definitely one of the hardest working MCs in the game. He's got way more battles than most people have in their entire career, and definitely this year, especially last year. And this battle against Lotta Zay is one of those battles that forces you to go back and watch Rum Nitty a little bit closer. Did I get a battle wrong? Because the dude has very strong penmanship, and I gained a lot of respect against his battle with Lotta Zay because Lotta Zay is such a proficient writer. And
right,
Nitty
right,
did
right.
not just hang in there. Yeah, he lost maybe 2-1, maybe 3-0, but I guarantee you, you know, most people would have been body bagged by that performance by Lottie. Man, the dude is on another level penmanship-wise. He doesn't have filler. Everything he says goes together, you know. He reminds me of Jonai in a sense. I would love to see that battle, actually.
Right. I mean, if we compare him to Jonai, what I will say is that Jonai just has the propensity, the weight of his bars hits harder than Rum Nitty, which would be a classic example. Let's talk about Rum Nitty for a minute. When we go back to an epic battle, Rum Nitty versus Danny Myers. One thing I saw in that battle, Stro, performance, and that kind of performance that he did against Danny Myers, we did not see that against Lotta Zay, who is the father of Danny Myers, Click Abbo. And I truly believe it would be a different battle if we saw that fired up Rum Nitty. But we saw this Rum Nitty that was close to Danny in his early days. The kind of guy that when Lotta Zay drops a haymaker, that would actually shake his head and say, yeah, that was a dope bar. And when I used to skin that Rum Nitty, what was happening, man?
I mean, you know, I think Nitty is the epitome of a gladiator, the epitome of a battle rap MC. A lot of people give MCs slack for that, but when we're watching UFC, I've seen people get punched with one of the most wicked punches, and I've seen them smile and say, yeah, that's what's up. They're into it. Yeah, they like getting punched. It's not that he's, you know, he's not bowing down to his opponent. What's happening is he's respecting what just happened. Like, yo, this is what I'm here for. I'm not, yeah, of course I would like to body you, but I'm here for a classic, and that's what we produce it at this time, because I know if you don't come with your best, I'm going to body you, but you are, and you almost, you know, you could body me if I don't come with my best. This is what I'm here
right.
for. They like the pain.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Let's get off Nitty for a second. Let's go to the D. Let's talk about this Stack Almighty battle. Great battle. Let me pull that up. Stro, he was versus, what is it, Sammy?
Sammy 100.
There he is. Yeah. And this is kind of one of those battles for the fans. I wasn't too familiar with Sammy 100 by far, very familiar with Stack. It's a battle that Stack clearly takes. Stro, you brought something up when we look at it. You say it just took Stack too long to get to the punch. I mean, you know, I thought Stack's third round was the epitome of this is how you break an MC down. Same kind of angles that he started the battle with in that third round. It was quintessential. Everything came together. And he totally ran with the you're not gangster role. Third round killed him. But Stro, you say even inside of that, whether you agree with that or not, too long to get to the punch.
It was too long to get to the punch, man, because Stack is a prolific writer. He's probably one of my favorites. One of my top favorites when he's at his best. But, I mean, as we've talked to him quite a few times, and, you know, he's mentioned the Super Rider battle. I still feel like that era, that Super Rider era when he was, you know, kind of not all over the place as far as leagues are concerned, but way more prevalent. And we're missing, I don't know what it is, and it may have been the environment, the crowd, that wasn't the best venue in my mind for a battle. I think Stack might be more efficient in a closed room battle where not without not without a crowd at all, but with a smaller crowd that kind of appreciates. You can't have an unruly crowd with Stack because what he's saying is so, you know, elegant, proficient, that you have to be able to take it in. And if you got somebody yelling, "What else? Get that dude stacked every bar," you don't really, you know, you're not really able to take in what Stack's doing, and that takes away from his performance.
Right, right. And I mean, you know, the thing about Stack, a lot of fans might not be familiar with Stack Almighty. I mean, he's coming out of one of the most treacherous regions of battle rap, you know, Detroit City. And he had a shot. That's the thing. Stro, battle scene was looking forward to him versus Mac Myron.
Yeah.
You know, but I talked to Stack, and he said, man, the way that battle went off, like, no, they're not going to drop it. So that's going to be probably something in the vault that the fans will never see. All right? But, Stro, you kind of put your head on it and said that ends up being a very Michigan, tough, dog fight kind of battle, but you're in Pittsburgh. And those fans don't know about that. So you're not going to get the kind of crowd reactions that you need in the Haymaker. Let's face it. Everyone says, well, we don't incorporate the fans into the battle. Well, battle scene does it. But does the fans reacting to a Haymaker make a difference in a battle, Stro? You would have to say yes.
It actually does. It actually does make a
difference. Especially live.
Yeah, I mean, and I just saw an interview with who was it, Beasley, and one of the points that he was making while basically saying that URL was the number one league hands down is that the environment that they create with a battle is not something that anybody and everybody can do, and that environment incorporates the fans. Yeah, we're not reacting to the crowd, and we're not saying your bars are harder because the crowd said so, but it does add a certain amount of energy. It does add a certain amount of excitement, and some bars get slept on because you're listening so hard that sometimes the crowd cues you in on a hot bar. Now, what? Hold up, Plex, for 1 second, because, you know, we've been working to get, you know, an MC on the line. I've been successful.
Okay, let's get it.
I got Kane Marco just recently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
With that. Oh, yeah. He's coming off the battle with Cali Boy.
Cali's nice. Who? So I'm going to bring him on. Right now we got a Kane Marco on the line.
Kane Marco, man, good to have you here, man. On the fly, always appreciate it. Welcome to the Bouncing
A-Hat Lab. Appreciate it, man.
What's good, man?
What's happening with y'all, man?
Yo,
I'm finally
the
on the infamous
out
battle
the
scene.
Way, man. Get the shots out.
Hey, man, what's happening with it, man? It's Big Kane, Hooligan Gang, Bang Bang, Bitch, My Way Living, you know what I'm saying? Naptown, Indiana, North Carolina, Port City, Hampstead, 910. I see y'all, man. I'm here. I do this for all y'all, man. What's happening, man? I'm a humble nigga. I'm just trying to be cool with it, man. I'm finally on battle scene net, man. What's happening?
There
fucking
we go.
Time, man.
Hey, listen. You're here for a reason because, you know, I'll tell you what, Kane. You are, you do your thing. You know what you bring to the table if you look at someone like me that just watches a lot of battles. Bars. Sometimes your bars can be like, okay, that's a stiff jab. It's not a hook. You see it?
Mm.
But the performance, you edge a lot of MCs on your performance. You do have bars. Let's put that out there. Round of applause. Everybody we bring on the show got bars. If you don't got bars, you ain't going to make battles and ain't have rap up.
Yes. I'm honored, man. I'm humbled and honored at the same time, man. For real, for real.
I'm going to pause you there, Plex, and I'm going to say I feel like he's way more than a stiff jabber. I think Kane Marco's got a lot of meat to the bars, and unfortunately sometimes the venues he's spitting in ain't really up to par or able to appreciate what's going on if you really dissect it.
No doubt. Once again, I mean, Kane, you've been out here. Now, we seen you kind of hanging out in the Indiana belt hooligan gang. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people talk about the hooligan gang. It's something you got to rep because you're in that clique. You know, I'm from Detroit City, so you know how, you know, if you're going to rep a clique, you got to rep the clique and be about that clique.
Yeah, right? Man, you know.
What's going on with hooligan gang? Because you and Cease, is it just, I mean, are y'all the new Mobb Deep? Talk to us about what's going on with the hooligan gang.
Nah, man, you know what? The hooligan gang consists of originally three, but now it's four, you know what I'm saying? You know, CDs, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know my brother CDs, you know what I'm saying? He's a Indiana top nigga with the views, you know what I'm saying? Most viewed nigga in Indiana. He just got off a battle with G-Face in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying, on the Go Hard or Go Home URL event. You know what I'm saying? One round off that, and previous to that, he did a battle with Anubis, you know what I'm saying? Y'all did a review on that, you know what I'm saying? So y'all know about that already. Savage, man, he got a battle coming up with, you said, we're from Detroit, so rumor is, man, it's supposed to be a battle coming up against him and Boss Kales coming soon, so,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, he's still up and at it, you know what I'm saying, it's, I don't think it's set in stone, but I think it is, almost, like, you know what I'm saying, either way, Savage ready, man, he's just been wanting the right opportunity, you know what I'm saying, like. And as for ATN, you know, ATN just, you know, the most grindingest nigga ever. I see his shit all on my news feed and my notifications, him grinding. This nigga got more battles than me, little do y'all know. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's pretty much it, man. Who would be in here to stay, man? You know what I'm saying? But you know,
Cali was probably your best opponent. I mean, he's tried and true in that he's battled some names that are on a certain level. And I would even go as far as to say that aren't per se top tier, but just in the battle rap culture as MCs, right? You know, he's been battling dudes that really have bars. How did that go? Mm-hmm. Preparing for someone like that, I would think that, you know, you're approaching it. You should be approaching it like, this is the biggest name I've battled. And how did that, in your mind, how did that battle?
Did you talk about that particular battle with Smooth?
Yep.
Okay, well, all right, actually, that battle took place on February 7th. You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be on March 7th. So shout out to Ball Hog ENT. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They was the ones that put it together. You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be a one round. Which it was, you know what I'm saying? It was just like 6 to 7 minutes, you know what I mean? Then, so that's why I was surprised about the whole battle, man. I was like, shit. Ironically, everybody I've battled has been a bigger name than me, except G-Sox from Milwaukee. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was battling me. I wasn't battling him, but shout out to them and Body Gang and shit. But, you know, from Lexi Baby, y'all know who she is. Everybody said she was the bigger name, and I was the underdog, but you know how that went. You know, Young Pablo, he battled JC. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and third, y'all know how that went. Riggs, shout out to him and the South Carolina nigga. He battled Danny Myers and the other thing. He just killed Ill Weird. You know what I'm saying? So, Guacamole Randolph, you know what I mean? Shit, man, like, everybody has been a bigger name than me. I've always had that mentality of always keeping that underdog mentality and always just, you know, treating everybody as not a threat, but, you know, take them seriously and, you know, be
well, why
in
not?
Tune with it.
I mean, why not? I mean, step in the ring, you never know.
Well, I never underestimate
anybody. What
you know
can happen? Well, let's talk about it. Round of applause to you because this is a battle that's on BattleTeam.net. Stroke wrote it up. You know, you look at the verdict. Says K Marco 1-0 clearly. Round of applause, man. I mean, we got you on.
Now,
says you clearly took this. Clearly.
Right, and I know the it's probably not the ideal write up, being that I started it out with I was disappointed with it, which I was, because I knew going into it, I already know what you can do, Kane, and I already know what Smooth can do. And it's not that Smooth wasn't bringing bars. That's not what made it disappointing. It's almost, it's not even almost. It's the fact that it was such a short round. When he said smooth, it was like one of them, like, you missing something feelings in your stomach. Like, oh, what just happened? Oh, Lord, no, he didn't just stop right there. Like, you
hey,
know,
you
and I felt like.
That's the same thing me and Steve did. Like, he was like, huh? Like, for real? Like, smooth? Fuck you mean smooth? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he was just saying his name like how I'd be like, I'm too raw, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he was going to go back in, but nope. So I don't know, man. I mean, shout out to Smooth, man, and hopefully he's getting, I mean, we know he's getting a good recovery and shit, but, you know, shout out
right.
to him.
Right, oh, no doubt, because, no
you know,
doubt. Round of applause,
I mean, you know,
for Cali Boy Smooth, like, bouncing back, had a bad car accident, ladies and gentlemen, like, He is bouncing back, and looks like Cali will live to see another day.
Thank God for him.
Yeah, thank God for that. Because
yeah, man, he was
really
cool dude,
eyes.
Too, man. He was, you know what I'm saying, when I met him, you know what I'm saying, he was cool. He wasn't no, you know what I'm saying, arrogant, cocky-ass nigga, you know what I mean? He wasn't nothing like that. He was just, you know what I'm saying, cool, laid back, you know. The Cali shit, he was cool, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't on no bullshit or nothing. He showed up. I mean, the truth is, he was late. Late than a bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But he was late as fuck, man. That was why you see a little bit of the crowd. Like, if you noticed in the Granddaddy Perp and the Trez battle, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying? We was one of the main events on there. We were supposed to be a prize main event, but, you know what I'm saying? I guess he put us on the flyer anyway.
Well, let's go there. Now, Kane, you're out of Indiana. Where are you out of?
I'm located right now in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I'm born and raised. I was born and raised in North Carolina, but I've been in Indiana for some years now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So, because, you know, I wanted to bring up Spit That Heat, you know, because, you know, it's obviously a lead that you've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, because now Spit That Heat is in a special spot, we've been peeping the culture for about, Battle Scene's been on for 2+ years. And so you peep the culture, and all of a sudden, while URL isn't in a position to drop their battles because that's what they want to do right now, and then, you know, we're waiting on Blackout from KOTD, do you feel like there is discrimination going on against the Southern battle rappers? It's like a lot of fans are surprised when they see Ace Jab or Sniper, which is a battle that might be up for Battle of the Easy. Easy. It's going to take a lot for 2MCs to do what they did in that ring. But dealing with Motown Blow, dealing with Spit That Heat, talk to me. Yeah, let's go.
I mean, you know what? I mean, they can't really say discrimination like that because, you know what I'm saying, it's been quite a few people that's being looked at from the South right now already. You know, they got, you know what I'm saying, H-Town, they got Scotty, you know what I'm saying, BC, all them, they getting looked at, you know. And say, then you got Louisiana, you got Double M, you got Official, you know what I mean, like you got Focus, who's been on Rare Breed, you know what I'm saying, Sire, you know what I mean, all them. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, Georgia, you got, I mean, well, I ain't going to say too much. You know what I'm saying? Georgia still got, I mean,
well,
I don't know. Trez, too, you know what I'm saying? Like so the South
is
not really being looked at. Yeah, man, you know, the South is
I
out fucking
going
up.
I think Flex is talking about
way.
From a
but anyway,
fan standpoint.
I mean, but you know, Trez has a big fan base right now. In fact, one of the biggest fan bases in the new up-and-comers right now. So it's, I mean, the whole point of not being looked at is that's not the case. When, you know, then you got the North Carolina dudes, you got Briz, T Top, who just won UFF, you know what I mean? Shit, Young X, Virginia. How can you not look at yourself?
Yeah, like maybe discrimination.
I mean,
really not.
It is discrimination.
Then you
got to
think about
If you look at how many East Coast MCs that have relevance in the culture, let's put it there. All right, you guys want to fight me? We're way more aggressive now with the Battle to AI rapper. But guess what? Round of applause. This is we're back. We're talking the stuff
right,
that the fans
right.
need to hear. The East Coast MCs, when you get to Jersey and New York, a lot of these guys get relevance. I mean, for instance, Fred's Mafia just resurfaced, right? And he's back up.
Right.
And you could, that's
right.
debatable. What was
right,
Fred
that's what I'm
really that dude? Go ahead, Kane. Talk to me. That's what I'm saying. You guys aren't
yeah.
getting that kind of respect. Ali Boom, he's a 300 member. He gets away. Even me and Stroke can admit it. Every now and then,
mm-hmm.
he'll battle somebody, and it's just like, why is he even battling this dude? He just bodies the dude, right?
Well, let me get this response. Let me hear. Let me catch it.
What's up?
Man.
Discrimination against the South? AJ Double is out there.
Right, that's why I'm saying
I can't really say
that it's discrimination towards the South, man. Like actually with a new wave, you know what I'm saying? Like me being from the South and living in the Midwest, I kind of got the best of both worlds because they're still the two regions still being looked at. I mean, the East Coast always going to be there because that's where the culture started. We can't take nothing away from that. The West Coast, they got their own wave riding. They got, you know, Danny Myers, Daylight, Disaster. They've been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So the South and the Midwest is still,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So we're still relevant in the game. You know what I'm saying? We have so much talent out of both regions. And that's what makes the battle rap culture fun because, you know, kind of like in music. You hear me? When you look and listen to music, like when you hear ASAP Rocky or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just bringing an example out there. He's from Harlem. This nigga sound like an H-Town nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Does.
Kinda,
he does. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You
the new sound, you know what I'm saying? The new sound to a new culture brings more ears, more fan base, more, you know what I'm saying, more attention to the game. You know what I'm saying? Just like with Gutter from Houston.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I'm using a lot of Houston people. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like Jonah from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew
right.
a new feel. A
but,
new
you know,
feel
Detroit,
is a new, you know.
Detroit kind of has. Well, the thing about Detroit, I don't think that's a good reference because of 8 Mile, which was the first time we saw battle rap display all over the world in a big budget movie. Like, you know,
Jonah raps nothing like a Michigan nigga. I'm just saying. Jonah raps nothing like a Michigan nigga. He's like one of the most. Apollo Creed doesn't rap like a Michigan nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but you're talking about two guys that come from Michigan. I'm sitting in the D. And so the question must become, what does Detroit battle rap sound like? You never know. Take a look at someone like Shotty P, which would be a good battle for you. He sounds kind of like Daylight. Wouldn't you agree a little bit, so? Just a little bit?
I could say that. I mean, you know, like a little tad
bit. I mean, I think
his... His cadence, the way he spits his bar, Shotty P, doesn't sound like he's from the D, man. I mean,
but
I'm in
the
D.
Here's the deal, though. I think when you bring up Shotty P, you can name multiple Detroit MCs who kind of sound like him. First off, being Tez. Tez and Shotty P have the same cadence. They kind of have the same bar structure. And they kind of have the same accent.
Right, but
man,
in the same sense, you got Boss Man B. You got Boss Man B. I'm going to show you the variety of 313 battle rap. Look at Boss Man B. Look at Mark Miner. These are very distinct styles. I don't know if you can just say that's a Detroit battle rapper. If you go from Mark Miner to Jonah to Boss Man B to Shotty P and then Stack Almighty, all of them have totally different styles.
That's true.
Well, see, that goes back to what I just previously said in, you know, different sounds bringing new ears. You
did
know what I'm saying? More,
no, he's still,
saying?
I think he's breaking up.
Okay.
No, I said that goes back into what I'm saying about, you know, different sounds bringing in new ears of fans. You know what I'm saying? I mean, kind of like another example,
right.
QP. You know what I'm saying? QP, when he hit the scene on the PGs, you know what I'm saying? Like, Like, you know what I'm saying? He's from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? But he was different. You know what I'm saying? People different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what I fall into the category as well. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't find a style that I, like, duplicated or took in or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really try to copy other niggas anyway. But I don't know. I think that's what.
What's next for Kane Marco, though? That's what I want to know, because, I mean, you seem like you at a point where you could really kind of take off if given the proper opportunities. Are we going to see more battles this year? Are you taking a break, or is it going to be a long?
I'm definitely not taking a break. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I've been had that Bruce Leroy glow since that Riggs battle, man, which I could say worldwide, that might have been my only loss, you know what I'm saying? But that was also my second battle. Like, seven battles later, I'm not to be fucked with. So I'm telling everybody that's listening right now, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Don't duck me. Don't run from me. Come straight at me. I'm so serious, man. Whoever wants that problem, I'm saying that to the world right now. The hooligans want that work. Steve Deasy is ready. Kane Marco is ready. Indy Savage is ready. We ain't to be fucked with out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I let the footage talk for myself, man. Shout out to everybody that
Kane, let's put it out there. This is about competition, right? We got to be climbing up the steps, and we've seen you because Battle Scene, We just figured it out. We appeal more to the league owners and MCs than the fans. We mess with y'all. So who do you want to go at to get your name out there? Because let's be honest,
you know what?
Outside of an hour from you, in terms of the battle rap culture, let me just say outside of 3 to 5 hours, no one knows who you are. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't say that to make you feel inferior. I say that it's plenty of battle rappers like that. We can mention someone like Emerson Kennedy. But what do you feel needs to happen to get you to the next level?
I called out a few people online already. I already said, man, you know what I'm saying? Just give me JC just one round. I'm going to fuck him up. Snow, I'm going to fuck him up. I wouldn't mind battling Gems, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I heard him in Bad News had a nice classic at the PGs. Let's see what you can do with another North Carolina nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that. I won't focus. I told Sammy Wilder to his face numerous times, nigga. Let's get it. You heard me? Like, y'all want me to put it out there, I'll put it out there. Like, I ain't no hoe ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. I fuck with everybody, but at the end of the day, when it's in that ring, I'ma fuck y'all up. I'm too raw, you feel me? Like, man,
hey,
come on,
hey,
man.
Howdy
boom.
Howdy
boom, you hear me? Like, I'm so serious. Like, I'm calling out everybody right now. Like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? The paper gonna be there. The paper gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing. And plus I can talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? I just beat Kelly Smooth. So they can't take that from me. Everybody can say that he went too short. He went too short. But everybody is also saying this was the best Kane Marco we've ever seen. Okay, ironically, what's funny about that is every battle that's been out from Kane Marco versus anybody, they've said this is the best Kane Marco I've seen. So I can only get better. I can never get worse. You feel me? So whoever in my way is going to get it.
But Kane, I'm going to be real with you. I'm gonna be real with you. You know, I've been studying different radio shows. I just starting to realize you just gotta go straight at it, dude. I would wonder what would happen if you went up against S. Capone right in your friendly neighborhood. Capone,
yeah, he
might have
battle. Who was it?
Yeah, that's a bit. That dude goes in every time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I feel
classic.
Like. You know what? That's crazy. In Indiana, though, they say that S. Capone has the best pen game in the state of Indiana. So, shout out to S. Capone, man, because he does his own thing.
I might agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
No,
him and my bro Seif had a crazy classic battle for Indiana. Like most people don't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me go straight and strong. What are you talking about? All right, it's about to say a wrap up. Like, see, these can do what Escapone. If you go back and remember the Prince Ross team versus Escapone. Even if, right. I mean, clearly a win for Briz, but if you, that's what we saw. Capone is super cold with the pen. It was only an issue of performance. It was the only
between
issue
your
had.
Bitch red and the fireplace,
you said
is
in
my
the third
word,
round.
Nigga. Yeah, that was hard. Yeah, he snapped. He snapped on that. He said like a tree house with no ladder, you ain't gonna know how I'm gonna get down. That was hard. I said, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got this. You know what I'm saying? Escapone got this. You know what I'm saying? I listen to people's bars. You hear me? I fuck with everybody's bars, but I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I really don't have nothing bad to say about Escapone, man. Like I fucked that boy up, too. Like, but I would never battle Escapone. Like, I made a battle.
Oh, let's go!
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't battle Escapone, and that's only because, like, I fuck with him like I fuck with all the Indiana people like my North Carolina people. Like, I'm trying to go against the world. It's with me, it's Indiana, North Carolina versus the world. If you North Carolina,
from.
I ain't fucking
right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going after people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the thing is about us hooligans, with me, Seif and Savage, we've never had a home battle. You know what I'm saying? Like actually, we've only had one. The Barbarians 2 Bloodsport Battle League. You know, that was when in like last year, that was our first ever Indianapolis battle where we was at home. And technically for me, I'll never have a battle at home. You know what I'm saying? Like the last place for Wilmington, North Carolina for battle rap was Lee Hustle shit, Goonie Battlegrounds, and that ain't popping. So I'm always away. I feel like everywhere I go, I gotta show out. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to somebody home every time. I never have a home game. You feel me? So that's I always keep that.
So you like being away, Kane. You like going to a different state's battle league and getting it in.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? I like the atmosphere.
We love
you know
that.
What I'm saying? I like
that,
how
that
people
says a lot about your style, man.
You know what I'm saying? I like how people can, you know what I'm saying? Because different style, like different styles tune in different people. You know what I'm saying? Like the only crowd that I have a problem with. The only crowd I have a problem with, man, out of all my battling, like, I mean, Milwaukee, man, I hated the Milwaukee crowd at first, but the second time I went there, fucked G-Sox up, I got used to it, you know what I'm saying? Okay, they fucked with me, it was cool, but Pontiac, Michigan is the toughest crowd ever, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't scared to battle nowhere away, but I can't see myself battling.
Well, you know, that's not Detroit, that's 30 minutes outside of Detroit.
Detroit
where
is
JC
different.
Is from. So it's super ironic that you want JC's head, but you're saying that where JC is from is one of the toughest crowds you've ever seen.
We can do that in Detroit, though. In Detroit, I'll fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? Just like how if I were to battle Apollo Creed in Pontiac, even though he's from Flint, if I were to battle him in Pontiac, this Game Street niggas and all that would have been all over his bars. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even. My verses would have been a quiet room, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It would have been a quiet room.
So you're saying if JC takes the battle downtown at St. Andrew, that it would be a different battle, but if it was in 30 minutes away, the same people are going to be there. What are you saying?
No, it's going to be different people there, too, like, you know, like because at the battle with me and Apollo Creed took place in Detroit, it wasn't not too many Pontiac people in sight, if I can remember. They left. They didn't stay. They didn't stay that long, and it wasn't everybody from who you would see in the Scheme Street or more, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that, you heard me, but, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Scheme Street, though. I thought, man, like, me and Seif already had said Scheme Street need to, like, go more than just Pontiac. That's my opinion. Oh, yeah, another thing, too, man, like when I know everybody else listening, You know what I'm saying? The hooligans need to be on Black Ice because our punchlines and haymakers so hard to make that gun sound every time. I guarantee we'll have the most gun effects in any battle of Black Ice. But I don't know. They don't fuck with us for some strange reason.
Oh, okay. Black Ice, that's Milwaukee, right? That's Wisconsin?
Yeah. Midwest, man.
My only discrepancy was JC quick to me.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. I take JC and Pontiac too. You know what I'm saying? He did it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need to come into, and I was talking to Dollar. I don't know if you're familiar with Dollar. He runs Alpha League, you know, and it was on Facebook and just playing around. And I'm like, you know, we have T-shirts here that say Detroit versus everybody.
Right.
And Stro knows about that, like, cause that's my age. So when we say Detroit versus everybody, we mean that. But I was like, y'all need to set up that card. Let's settle the score. You get Jonah, you get Stack, you get Michigan. I mean, you get the best in no more than 30 minutes outside. Seriously. It's got to be – Pontiac is only 30 minutes outside of Detroit. You get to 45 minutes, I ain't even trying to hear it. That's something different. You see what I'm saying? That's something different.
Yeah, but that's different.
You
put them against
everybody else in the country.
But that's different, though. You ain't going to go just like in, like, you know, kind of like in the New York leagues. You ain't going to see if you, like, that's very, like, you know, like with Detroit and Pontiac, shit, Harlem and Queens – or Brooklyn and Queens or Brooklyn and Harlem or anything like that is spaces away, but they all sound different. They sound different. They swag different. Just like Detroit and Pontiac, they swags are both different. But you can tell that they from the Midwest. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. If you're just tuning in, we got Kane Marco live. Hey, Indianapolis is in the building. Round of applause. This is what Battle Scene is always about. We got to deal with the guys on the up and coming. We got you. And Kane's looking to take off one of your favorite top tiers, which I think is super cool. And I think we're going to see it. Last question before we get out of here, Kane.
Talk to me.
I'm going to give you a quarter of a year, 3 months, your favorite body.
I've battled?
Yup, in the last, you know, since like December. What's your favorite body?
Since December, man. You know, that's funny. Shit, man, since December.
Thanksgiving, like the whole holiday season to now. What's your favorite body?
With myself, I mean, I haven't battled, like, I battled in February with Smooth.
No, not you. I'm just saying, period.
Anybody in general? Body, shit. It's a lot of them that happened. I feel like,
throw out two of them that really stood out.
Two bodies that stood out.
Don't put it on just one. Throw out two. Because I'll tell you, Battle Scene, we'll put that out there for you. It's Clips and Rex. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
Clips and Rex is a given.
That battle surprised me, man. I thought they was going to show Rex more love than that. They showed Rex love in every other Summer Madness, but, you know. I mean, you know, that's fucked up. Yeah, that's a given. Another body.
Give us another one, though. Because you might put us on a game. That's what I'm saying. Give us another body.
Let's see. Chief Deezy and Anubis, man. I feel like that was. I think so, man. I feel like he. I mean, you know, another one, man.
That's a clear
one. Another body. All right. Okay. Take that one away. My favorite bodies, T-Top versus D-Soccer, man. That was one of the nicest bodies I've seen in a while. Yeah.
T-Top versus who now?
Saga. That was a body, Saga. Clear body.
So, you on that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. I think Saga got caught off guard, and T-Top prepared perfectly for it, man.
Yeah,
because
that was the way
it was really nothing
that
Saga
was...
could. Yeah, hit him up.
Go
ahead.
I was going to say that was
I'm
the way
saying,
that T-Top had set
he
it
hit
up
him with that.
Was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Saga kind of set himself up when he tried to hit him with the angle of, yo, I'm a but I got these hands or whatever. But it don't work. It don't work. I mean, T-Top really worked him on that one.
I want to say another body. Oh, man, I got a gang up. I want to say Jazz and 40. You know what I'm saying? Man, that was painful to watch, man. Like, man, I be dreaming about drinking 40 bars of bath water every day, but she got her ass kicked. You feel me? Like, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that
bad
was,
too. Bad, yeah.
That was it. You know what I'm saying?
But that's,
you know,
that's what's up, man. Yo, we are expecting nothing less than what you just did. You just popped up on the site. You're on the site, like, I believe I looked you up once. So you're on the site about at least two times. And then you just touched down with this battle against Cali Boy Smoke.
Which one of y'all, man? I ain't remember. I ain't forget, man. An elephant never forgot. Somebody on there, when I had posted a little promo picture, man, somebody said, Cali Smooth 3-0, clearly. And then I said, it's going to be a one-rounder. And then it was like, Cali Smooth 1-0. Y'all really thought I was going to lose?
That was
man.
Probably
like, I mean,
me.
That was probably Stroke. That was Stroke.
Hey, I mean, he's one of the best writers in the game.
I'm one of the best punchers in the game. I have one of the best energy, aggression. How can you mix energy, aggression, bars?
Your performance is impeccable. I get the sound of like Mike Tyson. His performance is impeccable. You know what I'm saying? Like the way you spit it. Just to be honest with you, I would wonder. Shout out to the homie Chief. But I would wonder who would win that battle. Because Chief has more of an unorthodox, but we dealt with Chief. He's been on the show plenty of times, but he's more laid back. And I just wonder, Chief would have to crank up on his writing to beat you, because with what you bring
you
to the table,
funny,
your performance.
You want to know what's funny? This is the humblest shit I've ever said.
I know
man.
That's probably a battle we'll never see, because
Chief Deezy is my favorite battle rapper, man. I swear to God. Chief Deezy is my favorite battle rapper,
how did
man.
You
why
feel, how did you feel about the JC battle? Before you can get into that, how did you feel about that JC battle, which pretty much put him on battle scene? We definitely Stroll. I mean, we didn't really know who he was until that JC battle, and it was a dope battle.
Right.
And at the end of the night, it wasn't debatable for battle scene. It was like JC won. There's no Michigan bias or nothing. Like Stroll felt the same way. But how did you feel? What was your verdict on that battle?
I mean, I felt like okay, first round was debatable. A lot of the actual footage, for some strange reason, the first round of half of Chief's first round was gone, so the viewers could never see that. You know what I'm saying? And Chief had one of the most incredible Mortal Kombat schemes. Man. The only parts I remember was da 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 finish him. When y'all heard my loud fat ass screaming, finish him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard that part. Y'all didn't hear the minute and a half before that. You heard me? Y'all didn't hear that part. So I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The world will never know about the first round of JC and C. They only know JC from Dennis Potman get it type shit. But, you know, second round, I feel like C won that second round. And then third round, it all depends on that third, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt like the viewers was only going
if it's
for
close,
JC.
Yes. If it's close, Kane. If it's close, it does. It just depends on that third round. If it's debatable coming into the third, Then the third is everything.
See, I can't really, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to lie and say, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but people feel like he, I don't know. I honestly felt like Bro did his thing, man. I don't feel like that was a loss for him because it, you know what I'm saying, it got him over 50,000 views, one, so people knew who he was after that. Some people said he won.
Round of applause
and, you know,
for that, too. Round of applause.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, it's a win for us because what JC does is expected. A lot of people didn't think Chief could bang out with JC, not to mention he just got done fucking up Cannon the Beast and Sire Boy. You know what I'm saying? He just got done fucking them up. So it's not like it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not like Chief can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Chief is my favorite battle rapper. Out of the Midwest, he's my favorite battle rapper, though. Yeah. Honestly, he's in my top five battle rappers. Right now, to me, he's number one. To me,
that's what's
like,
up. That's
like,
what's
I feel
up.
Like
Chief
is better than me. I feel like, huh? What you say? Okay.
No, go ahead. You say Chief is better than you.
Yeah, I feel like Chief is better than me. A lot of people be like, man, you better than Chief. You better, man, nigga, you the best one in the whole game. Man, I look at people and be like, man, no, I'm not, man. I can't take that title. They can have that shit. You feel me? Like, I don't want to be the best out of my clique. I don't want to be looked at as the leader. A lot of people look at me as the hype man of the hooligans. But I'm better than most of these battle rappers that's out right now. Like, and that's not
right,
true.
Right, right.
You feel me? So,
that's what's up, man.
I mean, I just do my thing, man.
Nah,
I'm learning more how to stay humble, man.
Marco, in the mother freaking building, round of applause. You'll be hearing about him. You'll be hearing about him soon enough. He'll be out there. BattleScene.net, we're on it. He's just coming off a win for Cali Boy Smooth. And our condolences and speedy recovery for Cali Boy. He'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for that. Mm-hmm. If you've been in the battle rap culture, you know about it was a bad car accident. Cali Boy was pretty banged up, but you know, I look forward to seeing what he brings back to the table because for sure, so he's gonna have a different perspective when he comes back.
Yeah, he's like
totally,
you know,
different perspective.
Totally, and that goes for everybody else. So I just want to say one more thing, man. That goes for everybody else. Me being an up-and-coming nigga, man, take me seriously. Take me seriously. I don't care. I don't care what money is put on it. I don't care what money is not put on it. I don't care how far you had to get here. Take me seriously because I'm not going to play with you. I'm going to pretend like you're my PG. I'm going to pretend like I'm on that big stage in front of everybody, in front of Organic, in front of Norbs, in front of all that. Fuck this little small league talk. When I get on that stage, I got a big stage presence. I got a big league presence. I want people to hear me. Motherfuckers gonna feel
right.
What I'm saying. You feel me? Take me serious.
Yeah.
Do not take me light. That's my only wish for everybody else that want to step up against Kane. Just don't sleep
and
on this nigga.
That's what time is, ladies and gentlemen. Kane Marco just coming off a win against Cali Boy Smooth. That's a big feat. You don't know about the culture, go ahead and look it up. You can see Cali Boy Smooth, how much he's done. Kane Marco, who we were just talking to, just knocked him off. But it's a one-off, but Stro says 1-0 clearly. That's the business. Round of applause for Kane Marco. Stro, I got Dingle on the line. It's getting way too interesting, and it's looking like DT might slide in.
I mean, I don't know, man. I got a 702 on the line. They press 1. I just bring them in. I don't know who is 702. We might have to extend this.
What's good with it? D-Tay, what's cracking with it?
D-Tay, man.
D-Tay.
Kane Mark.
What's good?
That might be a battle.
Oh, chilling right now. What's good with it? What, we got a little freestyle battle going on or something or what?
Nah, man.
Oh, Oh, would you? You got some bars for us? I mean, yo, if you got 16 for us, man, let the world know. I mean, if you got some random 16s that you want to spit, you can definitely do that on the Battle Scene AI wrap-up, man. Just let it go.
Oh, yeah. You want to? Y'all want to hear a random 16 right quick?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
All right.
And I saw that new ball. So come in with the spirit of that, too. That looked handcrafted. Let's get it.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we got
okay.
You.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, what's up with the bars?
I said, bitch. You want me to do it right now?
Drop it.
Right now.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay. All right, y'all ready? I said, bitch, you never toothbrushed a sheet to take a shit from your bed to your air vent or passed out chow for an extra tray just to knock off an extra day. You ever lit some tree off a flint and spring, battery wax paper and just a pinch of green? You ever rocked a sock on your cell block to split a fiend? Nah, if you ever see the riots going down, you'd be quick to PC. You ever made hundreds by washing tens like DC? This shit is easy. You ever had a Georgia peach, brave as Jeezy? That's a lie. You act like you're a Birdman because them allegations are just as gay as Weezy's. Faggot, let me demonstrate. You ever interstate, out of state to bring in drugs? Or that broke down blow on the hotel floor where they got to steam the rug? I doubt it, so quit acting shocked. You lie about your hustle and your team of thugs. I'ma leave you stretched out with this extension because you're nowhere near the plug. You're like a dirty hotel room. That means you're feeling bugs. Old school traffic tactics. I'm willing drugs. I'll creep up on your family reunion while y'all feeling loved and slide the snails out the shell. That means I'm peeling slugs. What you know about losing one of your best homies to the struggle? Rest in peace, Young B. Rest in peace, Jay Scott. What you know about fronting work to your day ones and they still owe you on the double? You don't hustle, pitching to the feds, it's called a fumble. I'm staying humble, whipping crack and bringing the champ pain. Am I the only one to bubble? You looking troubled because you never broke in a crib because you was hungry with no money and so dope to a crackhead even though he looks so scummy. Know when he coming back the same night to get your money, but in the back of your mind you know that's how you get your money. West Side, let's get it.
Man, he made me want to spend a little fuck, man.
Round of applause, DJ. DJ is in the building, DJ.
I got a little shook up on that. Yeah, Scott Young B shit, that shook me up a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but.
Yeah, no, we heard it. But, whoa.
Damn.
Let's not get into that because, you know, that's gonna touch our hearts, too. Let's get into your bars, your battle rap, Dre Vicious. Let's go right in, right? Dre Vicious. I imagine that on the West Coast, Vicious had more of an OG brand to him, that you were the underdog. You come in that thing. I wrote that one up, 2-1 easy. 2-1 easy. Talk to me about writing for Dre Vicious while he came off a battle, a classic against Danny Myers, and you knew this is a special battle for you.
Dre Vicious is nice too, though, by the way. I just want to put it.
Yeah, Dre Vicious, real nice, you know what I'm saying? I ain't underestimate him at all. I wanted to battle him from the get-go. I told OD, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I want that set up. Like, from back in the day, since before he battled Danny, I wanted to battle him. I always did. That was my choice with Cali Smooth, too. I always wanted to battle Cali Smooth, and I got it set up and did it, you know what I'm saying? I had to make that move and made it move, you know?
Right.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you've been on the mosh pit, too, man. I mean. You're very bar heavy, and now all of a sudden, all of your hard work brings you to a point to, guess what, the first West Coast PGs. You're in there. Talk to me. Who are you battling?
Oh, man, I'm battling Kid Clutch, you know what I'm saying? He's nice, too. He's from Crack City, same place as Dre Vicious. I took Cali Smooth out. I took Dre Vicious out. He's going to be the third one going down. It ain't no joke around here, man. I wrote the best bars of my life, best performance I'm coming out with off of a 3-week. I only got known about this 3 weeks ago, bro.
Dope. That's all we need to hear. But what's the culture feeling like out on the West Coast as it relates to these West Coast PGs is something that's, you know, never happened before. I know KG the Poet, it's kind of like took this under his belt, obviously got the connection with Nord, but, you know, West Coast, as Danny would say, has always been slept on as it relates to battle rap, and now all of a sudden, here's the PG. How has the culture been since the first flyer dropped?
Man, it's been lovely. I think people are showing mad support. We got a bunch of fans coming out from Utah, you know what I mean? People who I don't even know hitting me up on my messenger, like, we coming out to watch you, D-Tay. We in love with this shit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not even on the main flyer. They ain't even got my name on the flyer because I got put on the card late, you know what I mean? And people still know I'm on the flyer out of word of mouth, you know what I'm saying? That's just lovely to hear right there. You know what I'm saying? It's just
no doubt
of a feeling. Hell yeah.
Now,
but it's a good
now,
thing KG
now,
put us
you,
on, you know what I'm saying? I'm
you,
glad
you
KG
right.
had stepped out. Go ahead.
You know, my thing is, you saw the write-up, and the write-up was what it was. My only grievance with you was kind of like the performance vibe, but then at the same time, the battle rap expert, Techmaster Stroke, says, well, it's kind of cool, you know, the way you bop your head after you drop a haymaker has all of us. I went to a Catholic boys' school, but you're sitting there, and you got sleeves on your arms and everything. It's kind of weird, man. It's kind of weird, but it works. So talk to me about that when we talked about that.
I mean, it gives me like, it makes me feel like I'm watching a true MC. That's because that's how I'm bobbing my head in a battle. Like, okay, this dude's spitting. I don't say it's not like D-Tay does it all the time. If a dude's spitting some real good bars, then
exactly.
The head nod kicks. And it's almost like an acknowledgement. Like, it's probably more efficient than the hand dap, the smile, the halfway hug. Like, yeah, I like that bar. It's more efficient because it's like, yeah, I acknowledge that bar, but I still got my round coming up. My verse is on the way. You feel me? Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's very awkward, DJ, for a battle scene to say this kind of thing. And I love cooking. You know, I do everything from Sloppy Joe's to freaking frying fish. But when you get into that bar, when you get into grilled cheese bars, I want you to spit that bar because I think you can teach a lot of MCs about that bar. Give me that two-bar grilled cheese quick setup punch. Give me that. Give me that again.
Okay, I said I will squeeze my toast together. That's a grilled cheese.
Bar.
easy. Two bars off of five
toast.
Words, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
yeah,
no bar.
Hey,
no
that's actually
bar.
Kind of dope, though. I can't even explain it. That is kind of dope, though. That is dope, man. I can't even explain on that.
Round of applause. Battlescene.net, DJ, we got grilled cheese bars. Yeah. Easy.
Then
easy,
I got right
easy.
Into that Achilles tendon bar. I know they were fucking with that.
Yes, that one was dope, but let's go back to the grilled cheese. Were you expecting that to be a haymaker? Because, like, the way the crowd reacted, and it was hard to read it because you were just kind of laughing with it. Did you expect that to be a haymaker? Because a lot of dudes write for the haymaker.
My wife told me to take it out. My daughter told me to keep it. So, you know what I'm saying? My daughter told me to keep it. It was a keeper. So
nice.
I had to do it. She said, that's going to get the crowd going. So
nice.
I kept it.
Very nice. Yeah. Hey. And then you'll be polishing off your gun like 30 years from now. When your daughter brings some dude in. I got two of them, so I already know what time it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's up?
So DJ, what's up? So I got to get some juice out of you. Diesel, what's going on with Diesel and the PGs? Like, does he have a good matchup? Because I feel like the two of y'all need to battle, but who's Diesel battling and what's going on with the West Coast PGs? As I know he's on the card.
Yeah, just like Bobby Lee, man. I think Diesel don't ever want to battle me is what I've heard, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard it out of his mouth, but I didn't see him post. Like, I don't want to battle Diesel. He don't got that big of a record standing now. He's battling J Money, though. J Money, like, 30 battles in. He done battled everybody up and down the line. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know.
Damn.
Yeah, but he battled.
Diesel?
He done battled some big names.
Diesel's battle.
It's J Money. Not so familiar.
Yeah, no,
we'll
I'm talking about J Money.
We'll
J Money done battled some big names. Yeah, Diesel done battled Stan. I know who Diesel
you
battled. Diesel battled Stan. Yeah, J Money ain't no joke. He's old school with the battles. He done been battling since like 2008, 2009. On that Colorado rap. You know when Conceited battled that white boy, Clutch?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned Bobby Lee. We will have him on next week, so we're going to definitely ask him about the unwillingness to battle a 1D Tay. We're going to ask him about that. We got him next week. I just confirmed that probably about an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, he going to tell you that I ain't ready, that I ain't got a track record long enough. Man, I'm putting in work. I hustle harder than that motherfucker, and I put in more work than him, so it don't even matter.
Hey, yo.
No,
wait, we got Kay. We got Marco.
Yo.
Oh,
hey,
Kay,
Depot, Kay, man.
You still on? You got something to say?
Hey, man, me and my hooligans, man, trying to come out west and do more work, man. What's happening? You know, Cali Smooth wasn't good enough, man. We trying to get at, you know what I'm saying? No,
okay.
All the mother niggas out there, man. You know what I'm saying? What we got to do to come out west and see how the west was won, but we going to take it from y'all. What's up?
Well, so what kind of car are you looking to get on? What type of the year are you trying to come out?
Shit. When it's cheap and nice weather.
Right, I heard that. Shit. You might want to come. We got a July card, but I know it's hot in July. You might want to come to the one after July, but July popping in Vegas for the summertime, you know what I'm saying? If you want to come out here and have a good time, July is crazy.
Okay, yeah, man, because we definitely trying to, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, like as soon as I got done with, like after me and Cali Smooth battle, he was like, you know, we was going to chop it up and try to get us out there on A-Hat, because we fuck with y'all out there, like for real though, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, battle rap as a culture is always watched wherever you go, you know what I'm saying, salute to y'all out there and what y'all do, for real, but I killed one of y'all niggas, just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, well, shit, go peep out some of my work, go watch me and Cali Smooth and tell me what you think, and then get back at me on the Facebook Messenger, you know what I'm saying, holler at me, send me your people, what they looking like, send me some footage, you know, fuck around, check it out.
Round of applause because
you're winning. Hold on. Hey, round of applause. We got Kane Marshall and DK on the line. Little tension, you know. That's what happens when you're on two different teams. We got the West and we got the Midwest. They're just talking a little bit. So maybe a summer card. That's what Battle Team kicks in. But if not, if y'all want to test the waters, y'all can come right in on the Battle Team A-Hat wrap up.
Exactly.
And just do it. Just test the waters. 3-minute one off promo. This is what y'all working with. But Kane, something I feel about you is just like you do have that Indianapolis versus everybody vibe. And I like the business response from DJ. Go check my resume. Go check my resume. I just beat Cali Boy.
I love it.
Bars.
I just beat Cali Boy.
I guarantee that round wasn't harder than mine, though. Go check it out, bro.
Kane just beat Cali Boy. He's telling DJ, he's saying to DJ, like, yo, I just beat your best dude. One of your best dudes out there, cleaned up.
Careful.
I'm down to hold it down. So if he's calling that shit out, I'm down to battle anybody he's in my way. And I ain't taking it out. That's how it goes.
Man, you'll get barked on, bro. I really want to come out there personally now and get, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you had that. You know what I'm saying, that different feel, all of your atmosphere, nigga, fucking your ozone up, bro. I don't think you had that yet, bro.
when you come to my hometown? Oh, you just don't understand.
That's what I'm good at. I'm the Trojan horse. I come in and tear shit up.
Hell yeah. Hey, you said
wow.
Indianapolis?
Hey.
That's what me and my roommate battle in mind,
y'all, because, you know, it can go down.
Yeah, definitely keep the phone battles. Y'all might need a little just promo just before y'all meet. It sounds pretty intense.
Might have to.
Okay.
Because the bars ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Night.
We could freestyle battle, it ain't nothing.
D-Tay, are you implying that it could be a small battle that could set off right now?
When
you say freestyle, because I freestyle. So I'm just wondering, when you put freestyle out there, are you just saying you off the top, you can send shots to Kane while he's on the phone?
I'm always ready.
Kane, are you ready?
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. I want to know something, man. Man, is OD really stuck up, man, for real? He don't answer none of his real messages.
Oh, come on,
real,
man.
Real,
don't
real,
do
real.
That.
Oh. Let me pause you there, man.
I got to get this out here. Real talk. OD. Good people. Real good people. I personally
OD
know him.
Is good
personally
people.
Know him.
Let me tell you something. When I
personally
was starting this website.
He paid for part of Jay Scott's funeral, you know what I'm saying? He helped out with Jay Scott shit a lot, you know what I'm saying? He done talked to his mom, did everything he could to get in touch with her, did everything he possibly could, you know what I'm saying? Did a whole dedication for Young B and Jay Scott. Did everything in his possible thing that he could do.
Yeah, I saw that. That was real shit.
We can definitely vouch, man.
We're going to be big-headed and shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to get... Saying the real niggas a chance and shit. I mean, I ain't no real nigga no more, but I'm just saying.
He got 150,000 subscribers on YouTube. I could imagine his messenger on YouTube blowing up.
Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, from the ground up Tech Master Show, I watch battles, I review. I got 690-something already working up on the site. And we had two.
Not even that, though.
We was talking to OD. You feel me? OD is definitely down to earth. He bought his business. He ain't stuck up. He a real stand-up dude, and I will back him up on that any day.
But it's not even about that. You know, it's just that's where we get to talking about stuff that's outside of battle rap. I'm going to just say it. When you see a light-skinned brother with straight hair, black people have all kind of issues if you don't either have the complexion or the hair. Like, if your hair isn't straight like that, no, this is real talk. Because Kane has never met OD. He only sees OD on video. So you see the dude with the hater blockers and the straight hair. His first question was, is he good, Pete? His first question was kind of like, yo, is he stuck up?
Let me rephrase that. I mean, not so much rephrase that because I just said what I said on national radio. But not like you're right. I don't know OD. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no personal issue with me. Like I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never spoke to that man, so I could really care less. It was just a question I was asking. You know what I mean?
OD will probably book you super quick, and he might do it on this battle. I tell you what. As we're talking now, I see a conversation. We'll just call OD up and just be like, that's something that needs to happen, and maybe we can get some more MCs coming from Indianapolis to come out there, you know what I mean, and make it good. Because it's just
Detroit,
those battles.
Where do people know we fuck with Ahab and the movie?
Are they in the building?
Somebody from 313.
Okay. All right. Let's bring them on. Let's
bring
them on.
Yeah, what's up? This is Bingo.
There you go.
Hello.
Oh, we got Dingo in the building. He will be a future co-host. He's coming right out of the deep. He's been listening in. This is what it is. Dingo, what's up?
Yeah, what's poppin' with y'all? No, I was just listening about the Ahab shit and all that, you know. It really, like, I kind of agree with my man. My man's just really asking the question, you know. It got nothing to do with my man's skin or his gray hair. He just asked to be a straight-up dude, and you got to respect that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just a question.
Okay.
You know?
For sure, for sure. It's a when tension arises, BattleScene.net shows up. I mean, it's, we love to have the MCs, which is what you're listening to, two MCs on the line. Let's clear the record, because OD has been through a lot in the last 3-4 months, a lot of tension, a lot of conflict, and a lot of social media biting on OD. These are MCs. And OD, to us, has always been the same dude. You know what I mean? He is the founder of AHAT. The only time that we've had discrepancies is just matchup. But in a business sense, he's putting the West on. And that's why
when you're a man of that stature, people going to attack you on that. They gonna try to get at you anytime, any chance they get. So you know the media, whatever the social media, they gonna do all that type of shit, man. They gonna try to attack you at every angle when you a man of that stature and you trying to go somewhere with your shit.
That's real. And you know what? The truth of the matter is that, you know, just like URL, they have their valleys to where, like right now, we're not seeing any battles dropping, but it's like, you know, we've dealt with that with OD, and it's like he always bounces back. He hits the valleys and pops right back up. Problem is that, like Danny Myers said, cats don't want to show the West Coast love on battle rap. And that's something that we need to think. We need to think about that. Because, Stro, how many West Coast leagues are we looking at when we get to fishing? It's not the same, man. Midwest, it's not the same.
That's what's up, man. Probably going to have to wrap it up here, bro.
That's what's up. King Marco D-Tay, if nothing else, promo style. You guys can get it in. We'll talk to OD and see what's happening. You've been listening to the Battle Scene AF Rapper. He's going to step in on the late tip, but you know what? He'll be back for more. You know what I'm saying? Respect to the MCs, respect to the league owners. This is BattleScene.net, your number one authority for quality battle rap commentaries and reviews. We are out.